It is Friday, December 14th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Callums. Support for KUAF comes from the Community Clinic, helping people lead healthy lives by providing health care in Northwest Arkansas for over 12 years. Locations in Springdale, Rogers, Siloam Springs, and Fayetteville. Healthy people, healthy community. On the web at communityclinicnwa.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, big news from the Jones Center. We'll have a recap of the announcement of a large donation for the center, which was announced earlier this morning. Plus, as he does every Friday, Michael Tilley from the City Wire calls in to discuss business and politics from the River Valley. Also, we will announce the winners of the KUAF and Friends holiday giveaway and more.
But first, the Jones Trust is receiving two big financial gifts from the Walton Family Foundation and the CARE Foundation. Ryan Hale from the Walton Family Foundation announced the first gift to the Trust this morning at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale.
Today we are announcing that the Walton Family Foundation will contribute up to $13 million over the next 3 years to assist in the growth of the Jones Trust Endowment, as well as capital improvements and maintenance for Jones properties.
The Walton Family Foundation gift accounts for $10 million. It's part of a match requiring more money to be raised from other supporters. The other $3 million will be distributed over 3 years for maintenance and capital improvements at the Jones Center. The CARE Foundation pledged an additional $10 million gift, an outright gift this morning at the Jones Center. We'll have more from this morning's announcement in just a few minutes.
Fayetteville-based Arvest Bank announced yesterday it will acquire several bank branches from Bank of America Corporation. If the deal receives regulatory approvals, Arvest will receive 29 bank branches in 4 states, all of them in or near existing Arvest markets, and the deal would include transfer of the accounts and loans associated with the branches in question. Bank of America branches that are included in the purchase include bank branches in Harrison, Russellville, Cassville, Neosho, and Monette, Missouri. More information about the deal can be found at arvestblog.com.
The city of Fayetteville will soon be shedding some of its paperweight. That's if the city council agrees to make $32,000 worth of technology upgrades. Currently, the city uses a paper-based legislative management process, meaning all of the agenda items for city council or various commission or committee meetings are developed, managed, and routed for approval using paper. But the city is considering digitizing the agenda process using software from a company that specializes in software for governments to provide public information. City officials say the move could cut down on printing costs in addition to furthering the city's open government and information access initiatives.
Fans of Fort Smith's Calico County can celebrate as the restaurant has announced it will reopen at its current location at 2401 South 56th Street. The landmark Fort Smith restaurant closed after a fire in the early morning of November 26th. The cost of heating may increase in many homes as weather has become much cooler. Southwestern Electric Power Company says a yearly checkup will save homeowners money in the long run, but many don't keep up with yearly maintenance. Spokesman Peter Main suggests minor changes that can save energy and money.
One of the areas that people don't often think about is, are the exhaust fans in their bathrooms and kitchen. And if you run those too long, you can be pulling warm air out of the house. So use them as you need to, but don't use them too long. Another area that you can pay attention to is your fireplace, to be sure that when it's not in use, the damper is tightly closed. And if you have the glass doors in place, that you keep those closed as well.
The power company does recommend yearly maintenance, the same way you'd have the oil or brakes checked on a car.
Overcast tonight, 90% chance of rain, lows in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, then overcast with a high of 61 in northwest Arkansas. Partly cloudy, then clear in the Arkansas River Valley with highs in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s.
This is Ozarks at Large. This morning, as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, the Jones Trust announced gifts totaling up to $23 million made to the nonprofit organization by the Walton Family Foundation and the CARE Foundation. Ryan Hale, program officer at the Walton Family Foundation, explained the up to $13 million gift from the Walton Family Foundation for the trust while he spoke this morning at the Jones Center for Families in Springdale.
We believe that the most desirable communities offer creative amenities like the one we're in here today. That's why we are committing today to help ensure the longevity of the Jones Trust and its mission. And frankly, we encourage you to do the same. Today we are announcing that the Walton Family Foundation will contribute up to $13 million over the next 3 years to assist in the growth of the Jones Trust Endowment, as well as capital improvements and maintenance for Jones properties. First off, up to $10 million has been made available to assist the growth of the Jones Trust Endowment. This grant will have a 1-to-2 match component, challenging the Jones Trust and the community to raise an additional $20 million towards its endowment.
Just moments later, Anita Sism, the president and CEO of the Endeavor Foundation, announced that the largest fund of the Endeavor Foundation, called the CARE Foundation, was making a $10 million gift to the Jones Trust.
To demonstrate our support for these essential programs and services, CARE Foundation is honored to announce a new $10 million lead endowment gift to support the long-term priorities and vision of the Jones Center. We're grateful to the Walton Family Foundation for your leadership in offering a challenge grant, and we join with you in encouraging others in the community to help bring the Jones Center and Jones Trust to their $30 million goal to ensure the center remains for future families the treasured resource that it has become for today's generation.
After those announcements, Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas asked Ed Clifford, the CEO of the Jones Trust and the Jones Center, about the gifts and what they mean for the future of the nonprofit organization.
We really were to the point where we had to make serious decisions if this grant had not taken place. And we worked for a long time to work out the details of the grant. And the Walton Family Foundation, as everybody knows, is just terrific. The CARE Foundation has supported the Jones Center for a long time. And so what this allowed us to do is the breathing room to make all of our facilities sustainable. This is the one that requires the most money. It's the biggest. It has the most amenities. It's really a difficult facility to keep clean and neat as you see it in here today. So this is the one that needed the most help. The others we can cash flow. And so that's what this allows us to do, is to keep this doing what it needs to be doing for Northwest Arkansas.
Ed Clifford says the lead gifts are the beginning of making the Jones Center and the Jones Trust sustainable for the future.
We'll go to market for another $10 million to complete this match. And then I guess, knowing me, I will start another $20 million campaign to take it to 70 instead of 50. And we'll work from there. It's a big deal for all of Northwest Arkansas. This facility and our other facilities host almost 90 nonprofits at below market rates who don't have to go into the fundraising market to raise funds because we lease to them at really great rates. That's a big deal, too.
The Jones Center in Springdale includes a large swimming pool, an ice rink, meeting rooms, basketball courts, and other amenities open to the public.
On this week's Generic Blues Show, I have Jones and Leah. Eben Jones and Leah Spears came in the studio this week. Actually even played a couple Christmas tunes. Hear all about it Friday night at 9 o'clock. The Generic Blues Show. We'll see you then.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of the CityWire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and more for the region. And on this Friday, we're going to begin our conversation, Michael, with news about layoffs in Fort Smith.
Right. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Ream announced on Thursday that they'd lay off up to 100 by January the 11th. Now, they call this a seasonal layoff. But you know, been following Rheem for a long time, and they're having a lot of seasonal layoffs lately. So I don't know how much longer they can keep using that term. But they do. They did say in a statement that slow business conditions are forcing them to cut back. And they announced earlier in November the closure of a facility in Minnesota, that they consolidated some of the operations there to a facility in Alabama. So, Alabama. So, you know, they're in their operation, in their system, they're consolidating a lot. And let's just hope, with a little over 1,100, roughly 1,100 people here at the Fort Smith operation, let's hope this does not turn into another whirlpool where it's 50 layoff here, 100 there, 50 there, and next thing you know, there's nobody working there.
The latest statement from Rheem did say, don't worry, this, you know, these 100 layoffs are all we're expecting.
Right, and we got that the last time they had some layoffs. So, you know, I don't know, I guess after folks for folks in Fort Smith, once you've been through the Whirlpool thing, it's like, and they're not dismissive, they appreciate Whirlpool, but it's, you know, okay, whatever.
Right.
You know, they just, like, prove it. Don't tell us, just prove it by staying here.
You mentioned Whirlpool. There was a full-page ad in the Tulsa World this week, Whirlpool touting its commitment to U.S. jobs.
Yes, and, you know, they are, Whirlpool has invested in facilities around the country. They have added jobs at new facilities, but overall, they have not created net new jobs in the U.S. So there were some folks, I had some a person bring this ad to my attention. It ran in the Tulsa World, and they saw the irony in it. And, you know, just less than 6 months after, you know, shutting down their facility here in Fort Smith and ending 4,500 jobs over a six-year period, it just struck a lot of folks as being a little too much on Whirlpool's behalf. And Mayor Sanders even said, there was a line in the Whirlpool ad said, we're committed to, you know, to bringing jobs to the U.S., and Mayor Sanders' comment was, except in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And even Governor Beebe weighed in on it. He said, you know, the Whirlpool's commitment to keeping jobs in the U.S. is not the experience that we've seen in Fort Smith. So it's just a little much from Whirlpool.
Arvest, on the other hand, is growing. The Arkansas-based bank going to acquire nearly 30 new Bank of or 30 Bank of America branches.
Right. You know, Kyle, if we're not careful, we're going to look around one day, and this is that little Arvest thing is going to be a big regional operation. I say that tongue in cheek.
Yes,
I hope your listeners know that. The Bank of America, and this is backward. You know, Bank of America is supposed to be the one buying, but Bank of America officials announced several months ago that they're going to look at operations, look at markets that don't make a certain amount or are losing, and they're going to sell those off. And Arvest has picked up some that are in some of their market areas. So it's a good fit for Arvest, helps them capture more market share. They already have close to 13% market share in Arkansas, but this will give them more operations in Missouri and Oklahoma, also in Kansas, I believe. So just a smart move. And I'll be surprised if we don't see more of this. In fact, I've been surprised we haven't seen as much of this from Arvest as we have. So I think, obviously, with Walton behind them, they have some money to sign checks and buy these operations. So don't be surprised when more of these pop up.
Also on the citywire.com right now is a small business report, and it suggests that small business owners in construction and restaurant business are cautious, if not quite optimistic, about the year ahead.
Well, they are, and it's, you know, it's what we see. I was talking to Kim Souza, the reporter who does this, and I got off the phone with her, and it's almost like we have caution fatigue. You know, we're tired of hearing people say, you know, we're optimistic but cautious. But how can you blame business owners? I mean, at the CityWire, I'm a small business owner, and things are uncertain. I mean, do you add employees? Do you just add part-time? What are my insurance costs going to be? Fortunately, though, a lot of the folks we talked to there in Northwest Arkansas, including Mike and Neil's cafe, they're hanging on. They're doing well. He even said he had higher revenues. but you know, they're just not, they're not expanding, they're not putting investments in, you know, adding new equipment or whatever. It's just, it's still a wait and see mode, and we have to hope that the these folks in Congress and folks at the White House will get their act together and provide some certainty into the economy.
17 days and counting on that. Nice detail in that story. You mentioned the gentleman who owns Neil's Cafe in Springdale, and he talked about when gas was at its peak, dessert sales went down, more people were ordering water instead of tea or soda. Just those little things that make a difference.
Right. And, you know, there, I've heard economists talk before that there's this magic between $3.50 and $4 a gallon. That's the range there where, depending on where you are in the country, that's the range where you will see people, you will see this type of thing. And Walmart has even seen that, where they will see at high gas prices, they'll see their label brand, their generic brand, sell more than the private label brands of green beans and whatever. So that was not a surprise to see Mr. Neal talk about people, you know, cutting back on desserts when gas prices are high.
The one small business that seems to have the brightest future is the information, the digital information businesses.
Well, we hope so at the CityWire.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. And again, hopefully, I do want to get back to this fiscal. If we can get this fiscal cliff squared away, I don't know. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm just, it's wishful thinking. But I think we will begin to see a lot of cash come off the sidelines and get reinvested.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. It covers business, politics, culture, and more. Michael, thank you for your time.
Well, I appreciate it. We only have a few more weeks to do this. This may be the last week now at the Mayan calendar.
Oh, yes. Well,
it's been fun, Kyle. I just want to let you know.
Actually, a week from today is the day, right?
Yeah.
21st?
Yeah.
So we'll have one more, depending on the time.
We'll get the call in, right.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know if the Mayans were on Central time or East Coast time when they did the calendar, so who knows?
I think it would be Central.
Okay, good.
So we'll talk once more at least.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
All right.
Bye.
It is Friday, December 14th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin-Brown, Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hey, Antoinette.
Yes, ma'am.
You know it's 12 days till Christmas?
I did not know it was 12 days till Christmas. Not so good with the math.
Stop panicking.
Okay.
Breathe. We're going to count down 12 cool things to do between now and then.
Okay.
Today, get your tickets for tonight's puppet performance of Guess How Much I Love You and I Love My Little Storybook.
Is that a...
At Walton Art Center at 6:30. Guess How Much I Love You is it? Well, they're both children's books.
They're both children's books. Okay, I'm unfamiliar with these.
But I've read Guess How Much I Love You and sniffled many a time. It's a sweet story. Papa Rabbit and Baby Rabbit saying, I love you clear to the moon and back. And it's Puppet Theater, Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia that's been here before.
I've heard such good things about them, and I've yet to make it to one of their shows.
It will be adorable. It's at 6:30 tonight, and tickets are $10 to $20 at Walton Art Center. Tomorrow, you can see a brand new adaptation, A Christmas Carol Today, Ed McClure's modern-day tale of Eben Sadler.
Mm-hmm.
And his holiday transformation. That's at 8 o'clock at Rogers Little Theater. $45 with dinner, $10 to $16 for the balcony.
Have you had the chance to see that yet?
I have not.
Not yet.
I'm trying to figure out how to do everything this weekend.
And Chris Pruitt is playing Eben Sadler, yes?
Yes. And if you remember Chris Pruitt from anything on stage at Theater Squared.
He was a bad guy.
He's
or
a really
grumpy
good
guy,
bad guy.
Or, yeah. So, perfect for this role.
Apparently he's a really sweet guy, but...
On stage, he's very good at being bad.
He is. Sunday, Winona.
Right.
Half of the Judds. Her rockin' Christmas show at 7 o'clock at the Walton Art Center. Tickets start at $50. On Monday, a little side trip for some art. There's a lecture at 1 o'clock at Crystal Bridges on navigating the architecture of Moshe Safdie.
Mm-hmm.
If you've heard and heard and heard about the architect who designed Crystal Bridges, you can go and actually understand what the big deal is.
Right.
And it's free.
Oh, well, I like free.
On Tuesday, you can step back in time to the turn of the 20th century and see a house decorated for a winter wonderland-themed Christmas party. It's at the Rogers Historical Museum in the Hawkins House, of course, dating back to 1895. It's an all-white banquet, and everything's laid out getting ready for the party.
See, this is another one of those things I'm trying to figure out
if I have time to get to it, because I went to the Hawkins House ages ago, you know, so it was a field trip.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see it decorated for Christmas time just sounds fabulous.
I remember when it was the Rogers Historical Museum when I first came here for college.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
So hours are 10 to 5 and admission is free.
Okay.
On Wednesday, free flicks before 6 at the Fayetteville Public Library at 5:30, ELF.
Just watched that one the other day.
On Thursday, if you want to know where I'll be, it's mm-hmm. a Creole Christmas with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band from New Orleans.
People are very excited about this one.
I am very excited about this one. 8 o'clock, Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $20. And now we're to next Friday, the 21st.
Okay.
Don't miss your last chance to see Theater Squared's Period of Adjustment. It goes on for a few more days, but in our schedule, this is your day, Friday
okay.
the 21st. It centers on two married couples and their relationships, and it's considered a comedy, although it's written by Tennessee Williams. Apparently, it's considered a comedy because it has a happy ending.
Okay.
Okay. So, 7:30, Nadine Baum Studios in Fayetteville. Tickets start at $24. Saturday the 22nd. We're almost there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last night for a Country Fair Christmas, a drive-through holiday light show at the Washington County Fairgrounds. $5 a car. And you can find out more at lightsoftheozarks.com.
I know I'm not a kid anymore, but I still absolutely love Christmas lights.
Oh, I do too.
Houses and displays and all sorts of things.
I love Kansas City at the Plaza at Christmas. I love the square in Fayetteville at Christmas.
I'm very excited to see the Plaza this weekend, actually.
Oh, you're going to love it. It is beautiful.
And people have just become so creative. A friend of mine found a video online of a house, and I have no idea where, but they set the lights to match up with music.
Oh, yeah.
I can barely get my lights to stay on, let alone get them to flash on and off
You've
in rhythm.
You've never seen a Christmas tree at Silver Dollar City, have you?
I haven't.
Oh, stunning.
Really?
That's not on our list, but you can run off to Silver Dollar City, and boy, is it Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
Sunday the 23rd, catch the last Nutcracker of the season with the Moscow Classical Ballet, 2 o'clock at Walton Arts Center. Tickets start at $32. Monday the 24th, Christmas Eve, go see the Lights of the Ozarks on the Fayetteville Square. If you've never been, it is as beautiful as the Plaza in Kansas City, just smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And they have camels and carriage rides and pony rides, and it'll be fun.
Hot chocolate and deep fried Twinkies. There's all sorts of things.
And then it's Tuesday, December 25th. Celebrate.
There you go.
And if you want to do all these things, but you couldn't take notes fast enough, check out the What's Up Facebook page, and I'll put the whole list on there for you.
Oh, my goodness. 12 days till Christmas. Okay, I'm breathing. I'm breathing. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hello, this is Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz every Friday night from 10 till midnight. On this week's show, I will feature two very special CDs and two interviews to go along with that. Mr. Brad Henderson of Tulsa, Oklahoma has a new CD, a Christmas jazz CD called Christmas Off the Charts. I'll interview Brad and we'll hear some of his music. And from Tahlequah, Oklahoma, Mr. Tommy Poole, who is the director of the Jazz Studies program there, he'll talk with me about the new recording from the NSU Jazz Ensemble called On Cue. We'll also hear music from Don Byron, Richard Whiteman, Houston Person, Paul Winter, and much more. That's Shades of Jazz every Friday night from 10 till midnight.
This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And joining us is Rhonda Dillard because she's here for the KUAF website giveaway. We have the KUAF and Friends holiday giveaway.
We sure do.
Your chance to be Santa.
And I love that.
I love it too. I'm very excited.
It's always a great time. Get to hang out with you guys and we get to give away cool stuff.
And I didn't even have to buy the gifts.
I know. Our gifts, thank goodness, came from our very nice underwriters.
They're fabulous to do this every year. Thank you so much.
Two dozen gifts. Okay.
Very excited.
Yep. So Should we just start drawing names?
I think we should.
And you said hundreds of people entered.
Almost 500.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Quite a few folks.
Okay. Let's start giving stuff away.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. This is from Uptown Eyes in Fayetteville.
That's right. It is eye care, prescription glasses, blah, blah, blah. It's a $100 gift certificate towards some sunglasses and plus a free eye exam.
Okay.
So, and the winner is Gary Brown of Springdale.
Congratulations, Gary.
That's right, Gary.
Excellent. All right. I see our second gift here. Let's see. We have, this is where we get the two winners.
Absolutely.
We have a $100 gift certificate from Pack Rat Outdoor Center, and we have two of those to give away.
We sure do.
Okay.
So you get $100 to go spend at Pack Rat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll have two winners. We have two $100 certificates.
Okay.
You want to pull those names?
Okay. Let's see. Jim Allen of Fayetteville.
Congratulations, Jim.
Woohoo.
And Kimberly Mitchell of Springdale.
So congratulations to both. You have $100 gift certificate to Pack Rat. Great folks. A lot of cool gear. You can go in and shop and have a great time.
Yeah.
All right. It's the third thing we have here. We have a $115 gift certificate from Sports Chiropractic Acupuncture, if I can talk.
That's right. Dr. Ali Rashodes and an adjustment, chiropractic exam. She's been a friend of KUF for a very long time. So, and the winner for that one, dum-dum-dum-dum, is Tony Carter of Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, Tony.
Excellent. And now a $100 gift certificate from Penguin Ed's Barbecue. So you can use this, for the barbecue, for the cookies.
Yeah.
For whatever.
During the holidays.
That's right.
Next year.
They have cakes, too.
I know.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. All right. So let's pick a winner for $100 gift certificate to Penguin Ed's, and that would be... Who's drawing this one?
Antoinette.
Me, sorry. Okay. Deborah Sweat of Fayetteville? Sweet? Sweat? I'm saying that right. I'm sorry.
I think it's Sweet.
Sweet? I think it's Sweet.
Well, Deborah.
Deborah, congratulations.
We'll be in touch. We'll be in touch.
That's right.
Yes. We will get a hold of you.
Congratulations, Deborah. Then the next one after that is a $100 gift certificate to Dog Party USA. Our friend Chatty and her family have Dog Party, and a great place to take your animal. And I guess if you don't have an animal, you can share the gift with somebody else.
And this is great this time of year if you're going out of town.
Oh, heck yes.
Rita S. Caver. Rita Caver from Fayetteville.
Congratulations, Rita.
We have a $100 gift certificate from Greenhouse Grill in Fayetteville.
Okay.
And the winner for that is Shauna Miller of Eureka Springs.
All right.
Hey, congratulations, Shauna.
Okay, now we're going to go to Fort Smith for a $100 gift certificate from Mud Puppy Pottery Studios, Peter Lippincott there. So you can use, again, it's a $100 gift certificate, so you could buy something for yourself or somebody else.
And he has classes. So
and he does have classes,
yep,
yes.
So you could use it for classes.
He also has a CD out, a new CD that came out this year.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And the winner is, Karen Stair of Springdale. Karen, congratulations.
Next is a $150 gift certificate from Handmade Market Goods and Gourmet, located in the Evelyn Hills Shopping Center in Fayetteville.
I'm sorry, Kyle.
No, you go. You draw.
And the winner for that is Robert Cross of Fayetteville. Robert, congratulations. $150 gift certificate. From Handmade Market Goods and Gourmet in the Evelyn Hills Shopping Center.
Now, Adventure Subaru.
Yeah.
New location in Fayetteville. $150 gift certificate for a full car detail.
Oh, I could use
that. Wow. line all the cars up.
Uh-huh.
That's right. So, full car detail. Worth $150, that will go to Annie Dowling of Fayetteville.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And you'll be in touch with all these people, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So in case they aren't listening right now.
Yep. We'll send you an email or give you a phone call later today and let you know how you can get your neat stuff.
Okay.
All right. Now we have a $100 gift box from Mason Creek Farm. The gift box with the card included is filled with range of frozen nitrate, and MSG-free animal welfare-approved pork products, including hickory smoked bacon, Italian sausage, Canadian bacon and ham, and all sorts of goodies. Delicious, delicious food.
Making me hungry.
Right?
And it's delivered to the winner.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And the winner is Becky McCain from Fayetteville.
All right.
There we go. We also have a $100 gift certificate from Collier Drugstores. You know, Collier's been around since 1917.
Yes.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Had the first automatic opening door, by the way, in Fayetteville.
No way.
I don't know why I know that, but the first.
If anybody would know that, it would be you.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I love this knowledge. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, you can use this $100 gift certificate for cards, holiday gifts, Razorback merchandise, whatever is your fancy.
Okay.
So the winner is Kathy Pedersen of Fayetteville. Kathy, congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Lifestyles Car Wash and Detail Center. Mm-hmm. A gift certificate for one. Oh, more detailing. For
more
your
detailing.
Car.
A lot
okay.
of dirty vehicles.
So, and of course, the Lifestyle Car Wash, we did a. You did a story on this.
Mm-hmm. There's a car wash in Rogers that Lifestyles was given, and they've turned it into something where some of their clients can work.
Yes. And so that goes to Bill Ward of Fayetteville.
Congratulations Yay. To Bill.
Yay.
Next, we have four prime weekend tickets to Sons of the Prophet from Theater Squared, which is playing February 14th through March 3rd. And the winner of that is Deborah Dorr of Rogers.
Okay. Yes. You'll hear more about that as we get closer. Of course,
yes.
Theater Squared right now has
a period of adjustment
mm-hmm. that's on through the 30th.
Yep.
Which I heard is fantastic.
I have, too.
Haven't made it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
Rick
but
saw it and said it was great.
Okay.
Okay, Big Frog of Northwest Arkansas. I just like saying that. Big Frog of Northwest Arkansas.
$150 gift certificate.
Yes. And this is for, in case you don't know about Big Frog, this is offering full-color digital custom printed T-shirts. Direct-to-garment printing allows for 24-hour turnaround. Wow.
Mm.
So you get $150 to come up with your own T-shirt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
Koozies?
Cool. Oh, yeah, sure, whatever.
All sorts of things.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
Some neat stuff. The winner of that is, okay, Conrad
Waligorski.
Yeah.
Fayetteville.
Nice job.
Yes.
Congratulations, Conrad.
Something from the Fayetteville Public Library now. A copy of Up Among the Hills, the documentary about Fayetteville.
Larry Foley.
There's a Fayetteville Public Library hat, bag, and assorted swag. So kind of a grab bag.
Yeah, and their logo is the exclamation point?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We like that.
Go.
All
okay.
right. And the winner of that is Lindy Edens of Winslow.
Oh, great.
Okay. Then the next one, we have two winners for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be a vascular screening from Arkansas Medical Imaging and Open MRI. So $100 value each. I guess you go in, you get screened, they tell you you're healthy or, you know, all that good stuff.
Right.
Everything you want for the holidays.
Okay.
A good report on health.
Yes.
Who doesn't want that?
Absolutely.
And let's see, that one winner. So we have two winners on this one?
Uh-huh. That is correct.
Dan Kelly of Elkins.
And Laura Viegas of Springdale.
Now, the next one you can use right away, almost right away. Two tickets to the Moscow Classical Ballet's Nutcracker. It's the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Walton Arts Center, plus dinner on Dixon Street from Anthony Clark Realtor and Clark Partners Realty Group. So it's $150 value.
Awesome.
Dinner and tickets to the ballet.
Yes. Thanks, Anthony and Partners. Yeah, nice little package.
Yeah. Who wins this one?
And the winner of that is Tom Rimkus.
Ah.
Of Huntsville.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Tom. That'll be a nice evening.
All right. Now we have a $100 gift certificate for two massages at Pilates Plus.
Could use that right now.
Yeah. Also big for the holidays.
Yes.
Let's see. And the winner of that is Paul Wells of Shady Point, Oklahoma.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations, Paul.
Now, Alma Performing Arts Center in the heart of Alma, giving four tickets to In the Mood. That's Tuesday, February 12th at 7:30. It's a sort of retro musical, big band sort of show. And four tickets to Biloxi Blues, the Neil Simon play, which is February 25th. So you're going to have you and three friends can go to two shows in February at the Alma Performing Arts Center.
Wow. All
right. These are nationally touring.
Yes,
These are national tours, by the way. Okay.
And the winner of that
is?
Teresa Kolb of Fayetteville.
All right.
Nice. The next gift that we have is a $100 gift certificate to Crepes Paulette in Bentonville.
Delicious food.
Delicious food, great atmosphere. It's really a neat place. Mm-hmm. And it's right off the bike path and right next to Crystal Bridges.
Yes. Yep.
So the winner for that is Lisa Folger. Is that right?
Fogel.
Thank you very much.
Fayetteville.
So, Lisa, congratulations. I think you'll really enjoy that.
Oh, wow. Look, I did not know this was part of it.
I didn't either.
Two VIP tickets, the 2013 Fayetteville Roots Festival.
Excellent.
August 22nd through the 25th. If it's grown every year. We don't know who is on the bill yet.
Not at this point.
Last year was John Prine.
Steel Wheels.
Mm-hmm. Just huge. So this is two VIP tickets. That means you get to go to the first, that Thursday night event?
Yes.
This is great.
The after event.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah, it's really, really a great gift. And thanks to Jeremy and the crew at
Greenhouse Grill and Brian with Three Penny Acre.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So the winner for this is Steve
McCraddock,
of Fayetteville. Steve, you've just become very popular with somebody.
Congratulations.
FayettevilleRoots.com if you want to know more about that.
Okay. Now we have a $100 gift certificate, good for any regularly priced merchandise at the Rogers Historical Museum Past and Presents gift shop, plus a Friends of the RHM membership. And let's see. What does a membership include? A monthly newsletter, free admission to special exhibits, notice of special events, and a gift shop discount. So
and they also have exhibits that they bring in from other places sometimes have a fee.
So you can go to those, too. Fantastic. All right. And the winner for that is Jill Sewald of Fayetteville.
Now, the next one we're going to do is two tickets to the Catch Me If You Can from the Walton Arts Center performance will be on January the 8th, and it's based on the DreamWorks film and the true story of Catch Me If You Can. So it'll be a terrific show, and the winner for that is, drumroll, I'll even let you do that, Antoinette.
Excellent. The winner is Jolana Abengbi from Rogers. Yay.
Hey, Jolana,
congratulations.
So
stereo.
That's two tickets to Catch Me If You Can. That starts January 8th at Walton Arts Center. It's here for a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, one more, and this is from Brown's Tree Care. So, tree trimming, stump removal.
A $150 gift certificate, tree or bush-related services.
Okay, and that goes to Gene Torhauser of Fayetteville.
Yeah, congratulations.
Gene, who often comes in and answers phones, by the way, during our fundraiser.
Fantastic.
Congratulations to all of our winners, and thanks to everyone for registering and participating and listening.
Yes.
Happy holidays. And Rhonda will be getting in touch with you guys.
Thank you. Yep, I will. I will be getting a hold of everyone today and letting them know how they can get these items. And hope everybody has a wonderful holiday.
All right. Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you, guys.
Last week, the State Review Board of the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program nominated 9 Arkansas properties to the National Register of Historic Places. Among the properties listed is the University of Central Arkansas Historic District at Conway, which features 8 buildings constructed between 1919 and 1963. The list also includes the North Little Rock Veterans Administration Hospital Historic District and an unusual residence called Park Hill in Paris. Ralph Wilcox, National Register and Survey Coordinator, says the property was a unique discovery.
Well, we were unfamiliar with it, too, until the property owner came to us. Park Hill was built, I believe it was in the 1920s, and it was done in what we call the Mediterranean Revival style. So it mimics property that you would see along the Mediterranean coast. For Paris, it's quite unusual. Very large, and a style that is not found in Paris. So it was quite a special property for us to take a look at and be able to nominate.
Wilcox explains in order for a property to be nominated to the list, it needs to be at least 50 years old in most cases. It also needs to show some significance, whether it be with regard to history, architecture, or an association with a significant person. In the case of Park Hill, Wilcox says the architecture is quite significant for the area.
During the 1920s, a lot of buildings and architects looked to styles that were popular in Europe. Part of this was because after World War I, when the soldiers were coming back, they fell in love with the styles that they had seen in Europe during the war. And so during the 1920s, especially, a lot of those European-influenced styles became popular in this country.
Wilcox says the current property owners are restoring the house and hope to be moved in by Christmas, but they expect they may not move in until after the new year. Wilcox says once properties are nominated at the state level, the next step is to wait for approval from the national level.
Our state review board approved the nomination here at the state level last week. The nomination now gets sent to the National Park Service in Washington, D.C., and they're the ones that give the final approval. Once they approve that nomination, then the property becomes officially listed in the National Register.
And what does it mean to be on the National Register?
It's mainly an honorary designation. Financial benefits are very limited, but it's mainly a way for people to recognize the kinds of special things that they have in their own backyard.
Another thing people consider to be a perk of making the list is the idea that a building will be safe from being torn down if it is on the National Register of Historic Places. Wilcox says that simply is not true.
That is one of the biggest misconceptions. National Register does not put any restrictions on a property. Restrictions on a property are normally through local ordinances or some kind of easement or something like that. National Register listing does not put restrictions on a property.
More information is available at ArkansasPreservation.com.
This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow night, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, SONA, will present its annual Christmas concert at Walton Arts Center on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. Yesterday, Paul Haas, the conductor of SONA, came by KUAF, and while he was here, he described his process for putting together the Christmas program.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, there's a repertoire that's out there that, of course, everyone expects to hear in a holiday concert, and we're going to play a lot of that. And that's it goes back to, you know, as an adult, you get to Christmas, and when you think about it, Christmas really is a time where you get to be and think like a kid again. You know, you get back to the magic of discovery, you know, of everything that the Christmas season entails. And so this sort of feeling is what I'm going for in the concert, where it's a time for everyone to come together. The entire community comes together, and we've got groups coming in from both Benton and Washington counties. We have guest solo vocalists coming in from different parts of Northwest Arkansas. We of course have the SONA singers. And it's just it's an amazing sort of mix of everything that's gonna be wonderful. And as I'm putting it together, I'm thinking, okay, what are the kind of popsy pieces that people want to hear? Kind of like the sleigh ride, mm-hmm. and the Christmas song, you know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire, all that kind of stuff. But then also the more traditional things like the Hallelujah Chorus from the Messiah, and Nutcracker, you know, pieces from the Nutcracker Suite. All these, they're different kinds of, well, both pops and classical. You've got sacred and secular. I mean, of course, Christmas is all about the birth of Christ too. And so there's that whole part of it. We want to make sure that we're touching on absolutely everything to make it, I don't know, a whole world within a concert.
It's interesting because this is the one time when you can pull from everywhere. It's the one subject that has had music written more than 1,000 years ago and a decade ago.
No, absolutely, and across genres.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, it's a lot of fun. You know, we'll have some jazzy stuff in there. We'll have some More pop, some more classical stuff. As I was saying, it's just it's everything. So it's gonna be fun. And of course you've got different instrumentations. We'll have something as simple as a guest vocalist accompanying himself on a guitar, and we'll have choruses singing by themselves and accompanied by the orchestra. So it's just, you know, you've got all these different instrumentations to work with too. It's just let's just call it richness.
I think of the old days when they'd put the red bill that would say sold out on front of a marquee. You could do that if the Walton Arts Center had such a thing. This is sold out.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, last year we sold out 2 days in advance. This year we sold out almost a week in advance. Next year you're going to have to buy your tickets in August or something if you want a ticket to this. No, it's we like to think of it as a tradition. And it's, you know, in our second year, I think we're proving that it is. I mean, people really want to come to this thing.
I mean, that is a high compliment. To sell out is a high compliment.
Well, absolutely. You know, no one's more ecstatic than I am. I mean, it's a rousing vote of endorsement for our programming. And, you know, that's what we're all about. We're about putting amazing music in front of people, music that speaks to the heart, that speaks to the soul, that makes the world a better place. And people are voting by buying their tickets. It's just wonderful.
So if you don't have a ticket yet this year, you can always, of course, call, because sometimes tickets come up at the end. But lesson learned for the 2013 concert, I think tickets go on sale in September.
Yeah, at the latest in September.
Yeah. Of course, this is the end of the calendar year, but it's not the end of the symphony season. There's a lot to go now.
Absolutely. We have three more concerts this season. First is in January. And that one will be just some incredible music. Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto Number 1. We've got this world-class soloist, Ching-Yun Hu, who actually injured herself right before she was supposed to play for us last year.
That's
remember
right,
that?
That's right.
So she's graciously agreed to come down again. And we put it in the contract. She's not allowed to injure herself. Just kidding. But no, just really looking forward to working with her. And then, of course, Prokofiev Symphony No. 5, which is this incredible, lush, powerful, both beautiful and tragic, dangerous at times. Just this magnificent piece. Of course, then we have Masterworks 3,
right.
our next concert in March, and that's Verdi's Requiem, which...
That should sell out.
Yeah,
that should sell
you
out.
You don't have to say anything about that. It's just magnificent. We're going to have trouble fitting everyone on stage. It's kind of like Christmas concert that way. But just choirs from here, there, and everywhere. Four guest solo vocalists coming in. Just phenomenal singers. Of course, you've got the orchestra. It's going to be an event. Then, as if that weren't enough, we have the John Williams tribute concert.
That's right.
In May, and everyone knows John Williams, even if they don't know they know John Williams. I mean, you think of any great film score out there, and he wrote it. Psycho being the notable exception.
Right. Bernard Herrmann.
Right, exactly. No, but I mean Star Wars, Harry Potter, Close Encounters of the Third Kind,
Jurassic
E.T.,
Park.
Jaws,
yeah.
I mean Indiana Jones.
Right.
Seriously, anything, he did it. Schindler's List. I mean if you love that kind of music, and I think almost everybody does, buy your tickets now, because that is easily going to sell out. We're very excited about that one. And, of course, it's going to put the orchestra through its paces.
All right. And all of those tickets available through Walton Arts Center.
Absolutely.
Paul Haas is the conductor of the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas. Sona's annual Christmas concert is tomorrow night at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville.
A listener-supported service of the Department of Journalism and Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Arkansas. This is KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Rogers, Fort Smith.
Jones Mountain.
Ooh, where's that?
That is west of Kingston. It's not a town. It's an actual mountain.
An actual mountain.
But
okay. Well,
if you're on Jones Mountain, you can hear us.
Fantastic.
Our signal gets there.
Good to know.
Special thanks today to Christina Thomas and Timothy Dennis.
Yes.
For going to the Jones Center in Springdale and
mm-hmm.
with our cool equipment, able to get it back to me so we could have it on the show.
Yes, thank you to them very much, and thank you to Rhonda Dillard, our underwriting coordinator, who helped us with the KUAF and Friends holiday giveaway. Congratulations again to all of our winners. We will be contacting you and let you know how you can get your prizes.
And thanks to Paul Kelso.
Yes, thanks to Paul Kelso.
Having Evan Jones and Leah Spears in the Furman Garner Performance Studio early this week. You'll hear the full interview and their performances tonight on Generic Blue Show at 8. But Paul said, you know what? Here's one of the songs they did for you guys at Ozarks at Large.
So we have a Christmas song to end the show today by Jones and Leah. So thanks to them. Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Christina Thomas and I will be together Sunday morning at 9 for Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm solo Monday.
You are.
You and I together again on Tuesday.
We will. Everybody have a fantastic weekend.
Be safe.
Bells will be ringing the sad, sad news. Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Crowds will be singing silent night. Christmas carols. Christmas, please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, then by New Year's night. Friends and relations bring salutations, just as sure as stars shine above. But this is Christmas. Awesome.